Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Stone. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Are you fat and happy coming off the backside of Thanksgiving?
Yes. You know what we did? It was a little crazy. You know, we do the Popeyes Thanksgiving turkey every year, but we don't ever have a regular turkey. So we were at Publix on the day after or 2 days after Thanksgiving. They had a whole regular turkey for $5.
Wow.
It was already cooked. It was like a 12-pound turkey. So we bought it and then reheated it and had turkey again.
And no stomach trouble. You all made it through. See, that is a hint from Heloise right there. $5 ticket turkey on Black Friday.
Exactly.
I'm impressed. You're always finding the deals, man.
Yeah, that was $5 for a whole turkey. That's crazy.
That's a good deal. But I got to give a shout out to Popeyes because I bought a Popeyes turkey that I took to the church the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and it was. I mean, I was the belle of the ball. That was a big hit.
Yes, and a lot of flavor. Not hardcore Cajun, but it's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
It's an entry level Cajun turkey.
right. It's something for everyone. Well, as you know, we had a sweatpant Thanksgiving at my house, ribs and red stripe. We didn't dress up. We didn't go anywhere. Nobody came to see us. But we have so much to be thankful for at our house. And you and I have got a lot to be thankful for. This beats the heck out of working, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We get to meet a lot of neat people. And today is no exception. A little bit later in the program, we're going to hear from a gentleman with the SBDC out at GSU. A-OK?
A-OK.
PDQ. But first up on the High Velocity Radio Show this morning, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce a gentleman we've had in the studio before. His name is Tim Fulton. He's with Vistage. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here, Stone.
Yeah, we are delighted to have you and delighted to have you back. For those listeners who may not know, how about giving us a little bit of an overview about Vistage, mission, purpose? What are you out there doing for folks?
Sure, thank you. Vistage is the largest CEO membership organization in the world. It's been around since the early 1950s. I've had the pleasure of being involved with Vistage now for 8 years as a chair here in Atlanta. I've got four groups that I work with. Two of them are CEO groups. Each group meets on a monthly basis. So I've got about 55 total members that I work with each month. Again, the groups meet every month, and I meet with a number of the members as well on a one-to-one basis. And it's really neat as we get to the end of the year and kind of be able to look back on the year and be able to see the growth that many of them have experienced over the last year and success and big plans for 2012. Hard to believe we're almost at the end of 2011.
Yeah, no kidding. It goes fast, doesn't it? Well, I don't remember getting the memo inviting me to this group, so you must have some very specific criteria. I think you mentioned that it's CEOs, mm-hmm. of which I'm not. Yeah. I've got one over there in the other chair, but I'm not one. But yeah, you guys have set the bar. Can you tell us a little bit about the criteria, a little bit more about what happens behind these closed doors, or
sure.
is all that super secret stuff?
Many of these are high-growth companies, and they range anywhere from maybe a couple million dollars in revenue to over $100 million in revenue. And their focus is on not only growing their companies, but growing themselves. The two usually go hand in hand. And so the meetings are about helping each other. These are peer groups helping each other address the issues that they face in their businesses, everything from capital issues, funding issues, people issues. Those tend to dominate a lot of our meetings. Marketing issues, mergers and acquisitions, the strategic issues that face each of these businesses on an ongoing basis. So rather than depend upon a consultant to help address those, they can depend on a group of other CEOs to help address these big decisions they face.
And so these are folks that have been there, done that. They're pure of motive. They're not trying to sell each other stuff. They're just trying to help each other out. It sounds like probably a very different networking environment than I have found myself in.
It is, and they get to know each other, like each other, want to help each other grow their businesses and be successful.
Now, have you learned anything since being the chair there? Or do they look to you as kind of the man on top of the mountain with all the wisdom?
No. I learn every meeting. It's interesting experience for me to be able to facilitate the groups in that I'm able to learn from their experiences, learn from their mistakes and what's working, what's not working, and very dynamic environment. It's a great learning experience for me that then helps me be able to work with them on an individual basis.
So I understand you have a book coming out.
Yeah, it's exciting. The book came out on 11/11/11, so it was
cool.
Easy to remember. And the book is titled Small Business Matters, which is the same name that I've had for my newsletter over the last 10 years. And essentially, the book is a collection of short essays on small business. It's a collection of articles and essays that I've written over the last 10 years for the newsletter that I've now compiled into the book. And it's been really an interesting experience to self-publish this book. And I can't say that they're flying off the shelf, but it's been great to see the interest that I've had in the book so far from family, from friends, from relatives, from clients. And it's been an interesting experience.
Well, I have to imagine, not unlike having your own radio show, you must find yourself in a position of talking to a lot of very smart, very passionate people. And so it strikes me that you probably have access to a great deal of intellect and knowledge through these people that come through your Vistage system. That's got to be incredibly rewarding work, and it must be fun to capture some of those things and commit them to paper and share them with a broader audience.
Well, they are, and I am. I'm very fortunate. Many of the articles are based on real-life experiences of my own, of my members, of my clients, and then I document those experiences, good and bad, in the articles and then ultimately in the book.
Well, and I understand today is no exception. You have brought a guest with you, and we're all looking forward to you guys having that conversation and you sharing this gentleman with us and our listeners. So I'm going to turn the show over to you, let you do your thing, and I'll be over here in the corner, you know, making faces and stuff.
Great. Thank you, Stone. And it is a pleasure to have with us today Bernie Meineke. Bernie has been both a good friend and a colleague of mine now for going on 16 years. Bernie is the area director at the Georgia State University Small Business Development Center. He's got an interesting career. He has held a number of management positions in insurance and retail and wholesale before joining the Small Business Development Center, the SBDC. He spent 7 years as the vice president general manager of a startup wholesale distribution company, where he led the efforts in finance and marketing operations for a fast-growing company. And then he joined the SBDC, again, where he's been the area director now for a number of years. He's the past winner of the Georgia SBDC Networks Consultant of the Year Award for Excellence in Business Consulting. And just recently, the Georgia State SBDC was recognized as one of America's 10 most helpful SBDCs in an article that was published in Inc. magazine. So it's really a pleasure to join, to have Bernie Meineke with us this morning. Bernie?
Thanks, Tim. Pleasure to be here.
What I thought, Bernie, is we would just take some time to talk about a couple things. Specifically, we'll start off with the SBDC itself. Tell us about the Small Business Development Center and your center at Georgia State University.
Tim, the SBDC is a national program. It started over 30 years ago, I guess, funded through the Small Business Administration and through local resources. Here in Georgia, the partner is the university system. University of Georgia is the lead center. My center at Georgia State operates on a contract with UGA. We serve Atlanta, downtown Atlanta, city of Atlanta, Fulton County area, and we have clients throughout the metro area. We're really part of a bigger network, 17 centers in the statewide SBDC network. Those centers basically cover every county in the state of Georgia. So no matter where you are as a small business person, an SBDC would be assigned to your area and would be available to assist you.
And tell us about your clients and the types of services that you provide to them.
Basically, every consultant who works in the SBDC provides free, confidential consulting to businesses. This is a one-to-one, no-cost engagement that we do with our clients. There are about, each consultant, and there are about 45 of them in the state of Georgia, works with about 100 different businesses every year. And these range anywhere from pre-venture, as we would call it, people who haven't yet generated revenue, they're trying to get a business off the ground, all the way to more established businesses. I think most of our clients are probably under $10 million in revenues. A good number of them are attempting to transition from being owned, where the owner wears all the hats, and to transition to a more professionally managed type organization.
Very interesting. And I know that training is also part of the service that you provide at the Small Business Development Center. Tell us about the types of training that you offer.
Well, one of the things that we find in both in consulting and training is that the The needs of business owners vary considerably based on where they are in the process of starting or growing a business. It's certainly that way with the consulting services we provide and in the training as well. What happens with the training programs, we have a number of introductory short courses that are available to people who are trying to get the basics under their belt. Then from there, we go to more advanced or specialized topics to meet the needs of more established businesses. We might have short courses on the basic level, everything from how to start a business to how to write a business plan, marketing, sources of financing, etc. And then as the business gets more more established and has more specific needs, we will do programs in social media marketing. We do a lot of programs featuring Google and a lot of the tools and analytics that they provide. Also, we have QuickBooks accounting software, a number of very specialized types of programs. Now, as we get to the more advanced companies, I think these are some of the exciting programs that we do that we really do have from my point of view. We have a program called GrowSmart, which is a program for established growing businesses. I think some of the same types of companies that you describe as your Vistage membership, only maybe a little bit before they get to that point, would be good candidates for the GrowSmart program. Hmm. We also have some other interesting programs, too, on commercialization of technologies. We also have a number of other very specific programs on certifications or other things that might affect minority or woman-owned businesses as using those certifications as part of their marketing strategy.
Now, you mentioned the consulting. I can only imagine the consulting would be very expensive for many small business owners. What's the cost of the consulting?
Well, there's no cost for our consulting. That consulting is basically, we joke sometimes, certainly your tax dollars at work, put together to really help the small businesses. I think something, though, to keep in mind is that there certainly are times when a small business needs to engage a consultant for their business. The approach that we take is often to be very much a general approach to their business. We're not going to help, for example, a plumber be a better plumber or a dentist learn how to fix teeth more effectively. We help businesses of all types learn the skills and learn the approaches necessary to build a better business. So that program, that consulting is tax supported. It's paid for by the combination of federal and state money and allows us then to work in more of an educational way with our clients to assist them and to borrow from the metaphor, teach them how to fish, you might say.
And Bernie, you mentioned funding. It seems like it's gotten so hard for small businesses to acquire funding for whether they're a startup or an existing business. Where is funding coming from for small business today?
One of the things that we're seeing is that a lot of the on the debt side, as far as bank lending is concerned, huge success recently in SBA guaranteed loan programs. And because of our relationship as a technical assistance partner with SBA, we are very knowledgeable about those SBA loan programs. Now, banks can also lend money without an SBA guarantee. This can be something that is available to these businesses. But what we find is that given the uncertainty in the economy and the performance of a lot of businesses, having that extra SBA guarantee as a backup really encourages that lender to make loans that they may not otherwise have made.
Let's circle back to the Grow Smart program. Tell us more about that program.
Yeah, Grow Smart is a new name for an approach, a way of helping small businesses that we've been involved with for a long time. For a number of years, starting in 2002, and actually even a little bit before that, but I'll start at 02, we determined that we needed to help growing businesses learn the skills and really build the foundation for growth. We started using a curriculum called Fast Track Growth Venture, which is a product of the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. And over the years, we have provided this training to over 1,000 CEOs of growing businesses. These are usually between 200,000 to up to about 10 million in revenues. These companies, these organizations typically have an owner who's wearing too many hats. They're usually a little bit scrambling, trying to figure out how to make the business grow. And as the saying goes, all the plumbing is going through the owner's office. So they touch everything. They're involved with everything. We think that that's a real obstacle for growth. And what we're trying to do is help these clients, help these particular students find a way to grow their business more effectively. So starting with the Fast Track program, we got involved with working with this niche. And then as we began to grow and as we began to evolve with the program, we realized, you know, the Fast Track material, Kauffman Foundation's a great organization, but we needed to be more flexible in our delivery of the program. As a result, we've been spending the last year retooling, and then in 2012, we'll be kicking off a very similar focused program, but still distinctively different, called the Grow Smart program. And we're real excited about that moving forward.
And Bernie, if someone is interested in the Grow Smart program, how would they learn more about registration or applying for the program?
Our website will be updated real soon to give information, so I can alert you to the Georgia SBDC website. Again, it'll be updated in about a week to 10 days with specific information about Grow Smart. That Georgia SBDC website would be Georgia, spelled out, SBDC.org. Or they can always call me. My direct line is 404-413-7839, and I'll be glad to fill them in. In general, though, what we're looking for are established businesses that are at least a couple years in operation, at least a couple of employees, we hope, probably $200,000 on the low end in revenue and up to about $10 million. If they really feel like they've reached a plateau and are trying to figure out how to grow to that next level, then this is a great program to accomplish that.
1,000 graduates in Georgia. That sounds like a lot of small businesses. What do you attribute the success to the program?
We've been very fortunate, Tim. We've started off working with, let me back up a little bit here. First of all, I think I want to say that a key differentiator to this program is that it's facilitated. It really involves a lot of the vigorous discussion and the bonding of the participants as they get to know each other and share some of their challenges and their best practices. On a similar level to what you described, a dynamic that your Vistage groups may encounter. These companies are realizing maybe for the first time that they're working with other business owners who are also very passionate about their business, and they're working together to help each other solve their problems.
Hmm. Well, I've had the pleasure of being involved with you with the Fast Track program and the Grow Smart program, and it's a fun program, and it's great to see the success that you've had. Now, owning a small business seems to be getting tougher and tougher. What advice do you have for small business owners today?
Wow. I think that one of the things is that the world of small business is so much different now. It moves so much faster. I know, having been involved with the startup business going back a number of years, I realize now that there's a certain amount of luck involved. But also, too, I think we were able to do some things at that time that were a little easier maybe to accomplish. The pace of change, the need for agility. We were involved in a business at that time that was starting to do business internationally, and that was really unusual at that point in time. Now almost every business has got to factor in global issues as it relates to their business operation on the supply side, on the demand side, et cetera. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunities out there now, but there's also a tremendous amount of challenges. And I think that's where a lot of our business owners run into trouble, is that they have a hard time adapting to those circumstances.
Now, I know you help a lot of your clients, particularly on the financial side of their business. What are some of the mistakes that you see small business owners making in managing their finances and analyzing their finances?
Well, one of the things, I guess I'm a self-confessed cash flow geek. I love thinking about how to make money flow through businesses faster. And even though I can't sing or dance or have any other artistic ability, I can work some magic with spreadsheets. So that's an area where I really think that a lot of businesses need a better understanding of where their business is at. On a financial side, many business owners don't have the information they need to be able to to know where they're at, to communicate that to a lender, an investor, to an outside party. So the lack of information is a big start. The lack of current information, and then also the lack of a plan, knowing where things are, how things are going to unfold in the future.
Well, Bernie, I've always believed that the SBDC network is one of the great resources in Georgia for small business owners. How can someone contact a small business development center today? How can they find you?
Well, one of the things that we would ask, because our consultants work probably three quarters of the time with established businesses, if somebody's new to business, they can call our office or visit our number, visit our website, and get a lot of good information to get them started. The goal is that they be better prepared when they meet with us. Established businesses, people that are out there engaged, we'd be very glad to work with them on an individual basis, and I'd be glad to speak with any one of our listeners today who'd be interested in learning more about the SBDC. Either I'll try to help them or refer them to an office or other resources that SBDC has available.
Great. Well, Bernie, thank you. Thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tim.
Wow, that was one of the most informative interviews we've ever had come through here. I think I might have just lost my chair. Lee, can I still come back next week? I think I learned something.
I know, that's for sure. And you got his card, so we can go over there to get some advice.
Exactly. But boy, do we need it. Everything he was saying, I thought he's reading our mail. Terrific job, Tim. No, we were delighted to have you. Very informative interview, and delighted to have you participate as a guest host. And Mr. Meineke, what tremendous work you guys are doing down there. Thanks again so much for coming down. I got an idea for you guys. I don't know if you'd be up for it or not, Bernie, but I think it might be fun if we had you come back to the studio sometime and maybe bring one or two of your students/clients and have and let's hear it from their perspective. Would you be up for doing that sometime?
Sure, that'd be great. We'd love to participate.
Yeah.
Because your clients are only Atlanta-based or they're all over Georgia?
The clients for the offices at the Georgia State University location, mm-hmm. are going to be in the metro Atlanta area.
Uh-huh.
But again, we have offices, SBDC offices with other universities throughout the state that are all part of our network. So we have clients throughout the state of Georgia, probably over 4,500 businesses altogether.
Wow.
Have been involved with SBDCs are involved in a typical year.
Now, do you have more capacity, or are you guys pretty filled up?
We stay awfully busy. One mm-hmm. of the things that we do, though, is we work with our clients to make sure that they're really prepared when they come to see us. A lot of times we'll have a pre-meeting conversation where we'll ask them to...
So you give them some homework?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Homework's a big part of our approach. Again, as educators, we're not going to write a business plan for them. We're not going to do tremendous amounts of work without them participating in
right.
that. So very much, you know, homework, recommendations, and then assisting with that implementation is a big part of what we do.
Cool.
Well, very nicely done, gentlemen, and that offer's quite sincere. I'd like to put that show together if we can, and maybe it's something we hang out and talk about some more after the show. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, our guest host this morning, Mr. Tim Fulton, a chair with Vistage, and his guest, Mr. Bernie Meineke, director for the Small Business Development Center down there at GSU, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you in the fast lane.